Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode. Hey, it's Mastin Kip, and this episode of the Power and Purpose Podcast is brought to you by my own event, Claim Your Power Live, which is coming up July 12th to 15th. And Claim Your Power Live, if you're not familiar with it, you can check it out at claimyourpowerlive.com. And really, this is a four-day immersion. It's not really just an educational seminar. It's really a trauma hacking immersion. And if you want to go to the next level in your performance, if you want to take, you know, the things that are blocking you and really go to the next level, and get beyond them, to go beyond just reading about stuff or wishing about stuff or talking about stuff, but really implementing it, getting the results, having experience, meeting a soul tribe of people in an environment of transformation, of possibility, of excitement. That's what Claim Your Power Live is all about. It's a four-day immersion experience. This year, it's going to be in Orlando, Florida. Super stoked. We're going to be at the Hilton Orlando. They have a lazy river. They have a big pool. They have awesome rooms. I was just down there a couple weeks ago, and it's really an amazing spot. So Claim Your Power Live is coming up July 12th to 15th, claimyourpowerlive.com. All right, let's get on with the Power and Purpose Podcast today. Enjoy.
How y'all doing today, TWF Live? You guys here? You guys alive? All right, there we go. What I'm going to talk about today is how to make money. Is that exciting? She's excited. Is anybody else excited to make more money by show of hands? Anything? God's sake. You know, one of the reasons why speakers like me say things like that on stages like this is because how you show up in these seats is how you're going to show up when you're making calls and when you're in your business. So you got to bring the most energetic version of yourself here today, because what transfers more than anything when it comes to sales and making more sales is creating a relationship and enthusiasm. And I don't mean like fake enthusiasm. Oh my God, this is so amazing, right? Not like that. I just mean genuine enthusiasm for what you're doing, the transformation that you're providing, something larger than yourself. And in the next 90 minutes or so, I'm going to help, hopefully, if I do my job well, fulfill this promise, how to go from no to yes in 30 days or less and really increase those sales and really also differentiate yourself. Because when you talk about any level of sales, if you commoditize yourself, you'll be displaced by someone who has a lower price. You guys understand what I mean by that? The difference between a commodity and something that's actual valuable brand. A commodity is, let's compete on price. You're going to be 10 bucks, I'll be $9.99, right? And when someone comes out with something that's $9.90, who are they going to choose on Amazon? We sort by price usually, right? You want to go for the lowest thing. But if you're a brand, does Apple ever do sales? No way. So when you start to really realize that you're not a commodity and you can add more value, all of a sudden, it's not the rat race. It's you're going to create a whole new market. And what I'm going to share with you here today is how you can do that in your specific niche, and also show you some examples of how I've done that in strange niches, because I'm just in the process of wrapping up working with a corporate client who has a very strange piece of technology that nobody understood, and we brought them through a process to create a whole new market that people absolutely understand. And so this doesn't have to be, anything specific as it relates to the market or industry that you're in. This is a process to help you create relationships, add more value, and then create something different about you that makes people hang with you longer, which helps you increase sales in the short term and increase sales in the long term because people come back to you. It's one thing to make one sale, but what if you make one sale consistently to the same person? Wouldn't that be awesome? Some of you are like, heck, that's possible? What are you talking about? I haven't even made my first phone call yet, Mastin. So for the next 90 minutes, my only ask is I'm going to bring you my all. I'm going to share with you what I know. I'm not going to hold anything back. But my ask is that we turn this into a conversation and we have the ability to have some energy in this process, not because the guy on stage is telling you what to do, but because I want to start the spark of enthusiasm for you today that's going to say, you know what, I'm going to take this and transfer this so that I can actually differentiate myself, put myself beyond any limiting beliefs, and really make sales happen, not once, but consistently. But I can only bring 49%. You got to bring your 51%. Can you bring your 51% today? All right, you guys. Look left and right and just say, bring your 51%. Make sure they mean it. Look. Okay. I know this is a room of introverts. I'm an introvert too. Okay. So you maybe don't want to look at you. Who are you? Look left and right and go, I'm going to bring my 51% and so are you. Bring that energy, guys. Come on. Let's see it. Look left and right. Come on. I'm going to bring my 51% and so are you. How the hell are you going to make your first call if you can't talk to the person next to you who's already your friend? All right, we're going to try it one more time because that was a weird, awkward icebreaker. This time with more energy, just look left and right and say, I'm going to bring my 51% and so are you. Congratulations. You can talk to other people with enthusiasm and not die. Isn't that fantastic? All right, let's move along. So my promise to you is that I'm going to add as much value as I can in the time that I have. That's my promise to you. And I want you to make a promise to me, which is you're going to be here. And I've heard, because I've talked to the team, that you guys have been playing full out. You haven't been on your phones. You've not been distracted. It's so easy to get distracted today. But my ask is that you're with me. Because I'm a present guy. I talk fast. I'm going to share a lot. And I want to make sure that we're in this together. That sound good? Okay. That sound good? All right, awesome. So why should you listen to me? 95%, maybe even 98% of this presentation will be about you. I'm going to give you a little bit of context about me so you know who's that guy on stage talking to me who's already annoying me, right? Who is this guy? So I left a big corporate job in the music business to start my career as a blogger, and I couch surfed for 2 years, meaning no money coming in for 2 years, and I was so blessed to move back into my ex-girlfriend's parents' pool house that was 8x8. I started an online business that was so far away from the house, the router didn't reach. And I actually was so embarrassed to go back in that what I did was I would go down the street and find whoever didn't have a password on their Wi-Fi and just sit outside their house and be on my computer or go to Coffee Bean or Starbucks. And for that 2 year period, all my clothes smelled like coffee because I was always at a coffee shop. But I was able to figure this stuff out. And here's the thing. I wasn't like, let me do sales. I wanted to change the world. I wanted to add value. I wanted to take care of my parents. I'll buy them a house. My mom was an addiction. I wanted to make sure that she could get the money and the support that she needs to break that cycle. That's what was motivating me. And the selling thing was very awkward because I, believe it or not, I'm actually naturally introverted. I know it's strange to believe, but moments like this are great moments, but typically very introverted. And so I want you to know that I've made that leap from corporate into starting my own business, from something certain to something uncertain. I know what that feels like. And the thing is, I didn't have a structure of support. I didn't have a coach. I didn't even know what a coach was. I just thought, I'm going to go try something, hope it works out. And for 2 years, I tried to reverse engineer stuff without any help or support. And eventually, I started to figure it out. I couch surfed for 2 years. Now, that's a nice little sentence, but imagine 2 years couch surfing, place to place. You don't know where food's coming from. You don't know where you're going to be staying the next day or two. You feel like you're imposing on people. It's a very scary thing. And for someone who is not good at receiving, I had to receive support for 2 years. Now, if you're like anybody else that I know, typically it's really good to offer support. I'll be there for you. But can you let someone in? That was really, really difficult to actually receive support for that two-year period. Now, I've turned that corner, got a lot of mentorship, a lot of support, and my work has been recognized. Now, I'm in primarily the personal development field. I do a lot of high-performance work, trauma-informed life coaching, and stuff like that. And, so a lot of my peers have recognized me. Tony Robbins has recognized me, who's a friend and mentor of mine. I say that not to brag, but because I literally went from couch surfing to this incredible human being able to say, that guy's doing good stuff, simply by applying the stuff that I'm going to teach you today. This isn't to brag. I only say this because a part of you has to go, okay, now I'll listen, because now that's maybe impressive if you care about Tony. If you don't care about Tony, you don't care. But the idea is that as you start to position yourself, as you start to differentiate yourself, as you start to really add value in the marketplace in the way that only you can, cool things happen. And Oprah invited me to be on Super Soul Sunday and has really embraced a lot of our work on Super Soul Sunday and Super Soul 100 with a lot of people like Deepak Chopra, Brene Brown, Tony Robbins, and many others. I say this to give you context because if a dude who was a drug addict in the music business can couch surf for 2 years, try to figure some stuff out, swallow his pride, move back in with his ex-girlfriend's parents, in their pool house with no freaking internet, starting an internet company and make this stuff happen, I think you have enough resources to make your first phone call. Wouldn't you say? Okay, so that's enough about me. Two questions for you that I want to start out with right away. Number one, why are you here? Why did you start, or why are you going to start your business? Not, and go beyond the money thing. We all want more money. Great, but why? Why do you want more money? What's the emotional driver for you? Do you want to take care of somebody? Maybe you want to take care of your parents. Maybe you want to take care of your kids. Maybe you want to set the example for your children. Maybe you want to save up for something. Maybe you want more freedom. Yeah, start a business to get more freedom right away. That's not a good idea right away anyway. Long-term with systems, you can do it. But really, think about this for a second. Really think about this. What is driving your desire to either start or grow your business? And if you say money, cool. But what's that money for besides food and shelter? Because after about $70,000, $80,000, money doesn't make you really happy. Covers those basics, but what's really there for you? So think about that for a second. Do you guys do you have a picture, or are you hearing something that makes sense for you? Like, are you seeing someone or something that you're imagining, someone that you know that's alive, some other value that you want to add beyond the money? Like, what does the money represent to you? Do you guys have that in your mind? Yes? Remember the conversation part? You all have something in your mind? All right, so just write that down for a second. Who or what is driving you? Who or what? Maybe you want to put your daughter through college. For me, my mother suffered, you know, the opioid crisis is a real thing. She was on fentanyl for ever since it's been out. She broke her back. She was on opiates for, 30 years of my life. I, in my business, was able to write a $30,000 check to send her to rehab. Saved her life. That's what drives me. The money is cool, but there's something more important. There's something more important. And the question is, next question is this the same person, or is there something or someone else that you would burn the boats for? Now, what does burn the boats mean? You can't go back. If you have not made your first call, if you are not where you want to be financially, there's only one reason. You're too comfortable. You're too comfortable. Now, can I use an expletive that's going to serve you? So he says, okay. Anybody else okay with that? Okay. If you're not making the money that you want to make yet, you want to know why? One reason why. You have not hit your oh fuck point yet in your bank account. At some point in your bank account, the money will go down, and then you're like, I'm nervous, whatever, cool, okay. Oh fuck. And you have to do something. And what most people do is they default back to what they already did, which is go back to corporate, because that's safe and certain. But smart people make it so they can't do that, and they have to move forward. Who here's ever had their back against the wall? And out of nowhere, an idea, an insight, something came where you were able to get through it where you never thought that was possible before. Resources came out of the blue. Who's ever had an experience like this in the past? Let me see if I show of hands. So if it's happened in the past, was it a one-time thing? Was it out of the blue? What if you could know where the blue is? You ever thought about that? Don't let it come out of the blue. Go to the blue. And the way that you go to the blue is you burn the boats, which means you make a decision you can't come back from. But what drives you isn't finances, because if money is what's motivating you, you'll be motivated from January 1st to 2nd. That's it. The 1st to the 5th of January is called global bullshitting, basically, where people say, you know what, I'm going to change my life, right? And then the procrastination period is the 5th to December 31st, right? And so the goal here is you got to, and if you have a 6-month plan to quit your job, 6 months is an interesting time. Because it's close enough where you're like, okay, it's going to happen soon, but far enough away where not yet. And the goal here is you want to bring it really close. So when you think about success financially, whether it's the next level or your first sale, whether it's improving your call closing rates and your sales rates or making your first call, when you think about success, do you visualize it far away or up close? Are you inside it now or is it ahead in the future? Our goal is we want to bring the success, the picture of success, how you feel about it, really close. And here's what happens. At the same time as you bring it really close, your entire nervous system goes, oh, fuck. Because you're going to step into something you've never experienced before. And here's what happens with the human nervous system. Anytime there's uncertainty, we associate it with sudden death. I can't start my business. I might not make any sales. I'll run out of money. I'll be kicked out of my house. Everybody will disown me. I'll have to move under the bridge with Anthony Kiedis, and then I'll die. That's what will happen. I can't leave this toxic relationship. It's the best I've ever gotten. No one else will ever love me. Then I'll be all alone, and then I'll die. I can't make my first phone call to a seller because they'll reject me. That will prove to myself that I'm not enough, just like someone else told me. Then if I'm not enough, I'm going to experience so much pain. Fuck that. This is insane, but it's unconscious. And here's the thing about the nervous system without getting too into it. Our bodies are made up of trillions of non-human cells called microbes, which primarily exist in the microbiome and our nervous system. And there's only 20 million human genes. What that means is, what's a bigger number, 20 million or 100 trillion? Real quick math. Which one's bigger, 20 million or 100 trillion? Okay. Your nervous system is made up of 100 trillion microbes that are not human, that are living in symbiosis with you, that don't want you to change. And you think you're going to win without support. No way. They want it just like it is. You guys know what homeostasis means? It's like a thermostatic setting, not too high, not too low, right? And financially, in your bank account, if it goes too high, you're afraid maybe you're going to out-earn somebody that you love, or you're not going to be able to handle it, or you have to be too visible, so you're scared. If it goes too low, oh, fuck. So what do? Not too high, not too low, right here. But when you're in a room like this, in an environment like this, you're surrounded. Who here's already either seen, witnessed, or met someone who's far exceeding your own results so far today? Let me see by show of hands. Okay. Awesome. That's what's amazing about rooms like this. The problem is, you're like, yeah, I can do that shit. But are you really willing to, like, actually do that shit? Because we live in a time where there's never been more information available online and less implementation. Just because you follow an entrepreneur on Instagram that goes to Bali doesn't mean you've been to Bali. Doesn't mean that. Just means you saw their photo. And so the goal here is, I think the reason why you're here is you're sick and tired of just learning and you want to do. Is that true? Come on, guys, yes or no? Because the reason why it's so scary to say yes is because your nervous system goes, oh, hold on a second. Do you know all the things that have to happen in order for me to get there? And we say, how do you eat? See, I used to say an elephant, but we'll just make it vegan. How do you eat an entire field of kale? One bite at a time. One bite at a time. So it's not about the whole thing. It's just the next thing and the next thing. And there's a lot of very small next things that you can do. And I'm here to tell you something. Your aim, if you want to be successful in business, even if you're already a level of success in businesses, you want to feel scared consistently. Not scared like, let me jump off the building from the roof, because Mastin said, face my fear. Scared like, I don't know if I'm going to close this phone call. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. That's how you grow. And here's the thing, last thing I'll say. When it comes to microbiome, gut health, there's two things that the microbiome and the gut needs to be healthy. Diversity and adversity. Diversity means lots of different experiences. If you're only hanging out with a certain set of people who have a, you know, soul-sucking job, don't take their advice about how to start a business. Bad advice. If they make a great rhubarb pie, take that advice. But don't take their advice on business. Whose advice should you take on business? Success. Now, we intuitively know this, but we won't seek it out necessarily. Or if we seek it out, we'll go, that's interesting for you, but not for me. And the goal is to surround yourself. You want to know the fastest way to end poverty in the world? Anybody? Nah, fuck that. You guys don't want to hear about that. You want to make money for yourself because you're not in poverty yourself. But no, think about this for a second. What would be the fastest way for us to end poverty? Anyone who's in poverty, give them a mentorship and an apprenticeship with an entrepreneur. That's the fastest way because they'll be around people who are already doing it. See, when you're doing something, you don't need to explain it. When you're embodying something, your experience speaks for itself. And when you're around people who are doing stuff, that's inspiring, but you've got to get your nervous system into gear to be able to do it too. Because here's the thing, if you're just talking philosophy, if you're just talking about something but not doing it, you can debate all day long what will work. It's like a religious philosophy. This one's better. No, this one's better. But this one's better. But if you just show a result, nobody can dispute that fact. Who follows? Does this make sense? You guys with me on this? So you got to surround yourself with people who are producing results. You want 99% implementation and 1% discussion. because you want people who can make decisions quickly and pivot as you go, not the perfect decision sometime in the future when all the plans line up, because they never will. See, in school, how do we learn? We study, and then what? We take a test. Is that how entrepreneurship is? You take the test, and then you study. It's backwards. You were trained in school to be a widget. Are you a widget? Come on, are you a widget? Hell no, but you're building some. Automation is awesome. Systems are awesome. But are you a widget? Are you sure? Fuck no. He's not fucking sure. I said, are you sure? He goes, fuck no, I'm not sure. I know what you meant. So the idea is that everything you learned in education is great for ideas, great for information. Entrepreneurship is embodiment. And so your goal here today is to say, you know what, from this moment forward, I'm stepping forward and I'm going to say, oh, fuck, every single time, because this is super, super scary. And I'm going to surround myself with people who are already over there and they're going to encourage me. And the people who are jealous back there, I'm going to basically unfriend them from Facebook. Because the goal here is you are breaking free, here's what's true, from hereditary family trauma, hereditary family patterns, hereditary family limiting beliefs. So all of a sudden you wake up and you're like, oh my fucking God, it's not just that way. People around you go, I know who you really are. Calm down. And normally you would say, okay. Now, what would you say? Typically, when people hang out with me, the number of fucks they say per day goes up. That's fucking true. But the goal here is to understand it's a nervous system experience. It's not virtual reality. It's real reality. I mean, you have to be in this. You have to be getting rejected. Because remember, it's diversity and adversity. How do you build muscle in the gym? You have to tear it apart. The technical term is microtrauma. There's microtrauma, it's torn apart, and it heals. That's how you build resilience and strength. So you just need some sales call microtraumas. That's all you need, is because it's about how you come back. Same thing in the gut. When you actually eat polyphenols, which are like the good parts of fruits and vegetables sometimes, if you have the right gut makeup, polyphenols actually cause gut microtraumas in the gut that help the gut become stronger. Same thing with the vaccine. What's the vaccine? You inject a pathogen, which is the thing that makes you weaker, just a small amount, which produces a microtrauma in the immune system, which makes the immune system what? Stronger. So you need to have sales vaccination. That's it. And so the goal here is, I'm going to make a mistake. I'm going to be messy. I'm going to be afraid. That's how it is. That's how it is. Anyone who's successful knows no real clue what they're doing while they're doing it. That's what I did. And then they can turn into a system, right? But every entrepreneur is always winging it. Come on. Is it true? Come on, guys, yes or no? The thing is, successful entrepreneurs systematically wing it, because winging it means you're growing to the next level and you've never been there before. But you can absolutely guide people to where you've already been. Now, most of the people in this room have not been to the next level of their goals. Think about that. Yeah. Everybody in this room has not been to the next level, so you don't know what it's like. Does that make sense? So that's why you're, quote, winging it. But the goal is, when you have an association with your body that says, I'm waking up scared today, yes, that's how you want you to feel, because the more resilience, then it's like normal. It's normal. I literally have fear every time I speak. But the thing is, now I know, you know what? That means I got the energy. I'm ready to go. Versus, right? Which is how it used to be. So the goal here is to induce moments of fear that are good for you. They're micro traumas for your mindset, for your emotional well-being and resilience, and for your bottom line. And here's the thing. In the beginning, people will say, you can't do it. Then they'll say, I always knew you could do it. Can I borrow some money, please? Who knows what I'm talking about? Let me see if I show of hands. All right? So who or what will you burn these boats for? Who or what will you risk for? Who will you do it messy for? Who or what will you do it afraid for? What's something larger than yourself besides, let me make a sale? cool, we'll make a sale. That's a transaction. But what's really driving you? You know what drives me in the early days was proving the haters wrong. I'm going to prove you wrong, motherfucker. And then that anger burned out. And then it was like, I'm going to take care of my mom because she needs my help. Then that got handled and taken care of. And now it's, I have a mission in the world, which is to end emotional trauma. That's my number one mission in this world, because I think that's the root cause of every problem that we have out there. And but the thing is, you don't start with some lofty vision, like, I'm going to do this big thing. You're just like, I'm going to prove you fucking wrong. And that's okay, because you want to celebrate what motivates you. So maybe what you're going to burn the boats for is to prove that fucking person wrong. Or maybe it's to embody something for your children. Or maybe it's to embody something for someone that you love, or to take care of somebody, or to buy your parents a house, or to set them up for retirement. Whatever it is, do you have an image of it now? Have you thought this through? Is it coming to you, guys? Yes or no? Write that shit down. What is it? Write down why you started your business and who or what will you burn these boats for? Because this is a daily practice. We have to keep this stuff front of mind. So just take 60 seconds and write down, why did you start a business and who or what would you burn the boats for? Take 60 seconds. This is going to be some of the most important stuff you capture today. Super, super valuable. Okay. You guys got that written down? You guys are still writing, I see. Okay. About maybe 20, 30 more seconds. Why did you start your business in the first place, or why are you starting it now? And who or what would you burn these boats for? Where you face that uncertainty every single day, that would get you out of the comfort zone and say, you know what? I don't care. I know my nervous system says I'm going to die. I'm going to call bullshit today, because that pattern needs to stop today. Okay. Now, you guys got it? Hello. Do you guys got it? I'm excited to help you make more money. Are you excited to make more money? Do you have the answer to these two simple questions? Yes or no, guys? All right. What's selling? When you think about selling, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Car salesman, what are they wearing? Cheap-ass suit? And what are they saying? What brings you out here today? How much money you got? And you're like, get away, bro. Right? Is the first feeling you feel when you hear the word selling like a good feeling? Or like a ooh kind of feeling. Usually that, right? Let me break it down for you. Okay, now this is a little bit of a woo-woo definition, but it's 100% true, okay? It's the compensation of energy for value. That's it. Or money for a product. Money is just energy. That's all it is. That's all it is. So there's value. And then you say, hey, I'm gonna give you this energy, and you give me that value. That's all it is. It's a transaction. Energy for value. Do we just sell stuff with money and services? You want to know why relationships die? Stop selling. First date, you're selling like a motherfucker. Let me show you my top 10 qualities and stuff these fucking skeletons way down here. Look, look, shiny penny, look, look, right? And oh my God, you're so shiny too. 6 months later, you're like, those fucking skeletons you got. You stop selling. Selling is not bad. Who here's ever tried to get someone to go to a movie that you liked they didn't want to go to? That's selling. It can be transferring enthusiasm. That's all it is. It's a transfer. What I do is, whenever I think about making a sale, I fall in love with, all right, what's the context of this sale? Why would someone want this? And how can I transfer enough context and excitement and enthusiasm to make them go, that makes sense. That's all it is, right? Like, who here can feel that I'm excited about this topic? Anybody? I love this shit, right? I don't have to sell it to you. I just love it. I love selling because there's so much that goes into it that's nuanced. And here's the thing. It's all relationship driven. See, the reason why there's the hard sell is because you have not added enough value ahead of time. In relationships, it's called courting, which is, you know, not swiping left or right. Right? Courtship. What's courtship? Wooing. What is wooing? You're just adding value. That's all you're doing. I promise I won't leave. Right? I promise I'll love you. I promise I'm here. Here's a rose. Here's dinner. Here's this. Here's that. And enough of that over time, someone goes, of course. But if all you do is wake up and meet someone you've never met before and go, want to get hitched, lady? That's creepy. Sorry, I was just joking. My girlfriend's right back there, just so you know, okay? But the goal here is to understand that the only reason you would hard sell is because there wasn't a value added ahead of time. And here's the thing. All you got to do to add value is transfer enthusiasm and knowledge and talk about things the way people understand. That's all you got to do. So you're actually really good at selling, but all of a sudden, when you put it in the context of business, you're like, ugh! And all this stuff comes up. If you ever write copy, like whenever you write a text message to a friend or an email or something like that, how do you write? You're just kind of like one thumb, like doing this thing. Maybe autocorrect was right or not. I don't really know. People call me Martin all the time because of autocorrect. I actually had someone call me Martin in person once, and I was like, autocorrect doesn't work in the mouth. I'm not sure what happened there, but it's fine. But the idea is that how do you normally type to friends and family? Spontaneous, casual, but yet, when you write copy, therefore, hitherto, thou shalt, forever, unto, now, pursuant to paragraph 17, subsection 2 of the third offer-ish thing, it's, right? It's like you're not writing a technical manual. Unless you are, but to sell it, it's just a relationship. That's all it is. It's just a relationship of value and energy. Think about your best friend. Do you value them? Would you be able to say that on some level, it's the energy, the intention, how they show up in your life is what you value? Yes or no? Of course, same thing. So selling happens all day long. Human beings have been doing it forever. Me have goat, give me corn. Right? And now it's like, hey, I want to talk to you about being able to open up an account on Amazon because blah, 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 blah. It's the same mechanism. Human beings have not changed that much. We still have limbic systems, prefrontal cortexes, nervous systems, cortisol, oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine, epinephrine. It's the same biochemistry, even though the technology has shifted. And that's the thing is to get ahead of the bot, to get ahead of automation, it's all about becoming more human. Because, by the way, it's not artificial intelligence. It's machine learning. And machines can't transfer connection. And the thing of the future is not about automation. You can pay pretty much a VA $5 or $10 an hour to do most things for you these days if you have a system in place. What's going to be valuable moving forward is soft skills, empathy, connection, relationship building, innovation, imagination, stuff that you were told you were wrong for as a kid. That's the valuable currency today moving forward. And so what we have to do is here is actually make you just be able to do what you already do, but do it in a different context. And when you do that, you're going to bust the sales wide open. And here's the thing. I went from couch surfing to literally $6 million in a year just by transferring excitement, energy, and having a system around it. That's it. And we have high levels of retention. So do you think that you can just take what you already do and put it into a different context and try it out? You think you could? See, here's the thing. There's no new skill to learn. It's just having a support system to make sure that you stay on track and your nervous system doesn't just throw you right out. But do you think you can do what you already do in a different context? Yes or no? All day long. That's exciting. There's nothing new to learn. It's just new implementation, new associations, which is what structure of support and coaching is all about. Coaching, the real value of coaching isn't let me teach you some new shit. It's let me help you do the new shit that I've taught you. Who follows? Does that make sense? You guys with me on that? Because my whole aim here is to help you move into implementation. Less information, more implementation. So the first key to understand is you're going to do what you already do. What you already do in a different context. Who here thinks that's exciting? No? You don't believe me yet. I'll show you. Okay. So when does selling happen? When the prospect says no, first encounter. First, what encounter though? Which encounter? First communication. What type of communication? Is it the offer? Is that when the selling starts, when you make an offer? When does selling start? You're right, but let me put it in a different context. First contact, which is never an offer. Never make your first contact an offer. Never make your first contact an offer. You want to make your first contact what? Valuable. Because here's the thing. Anyone who has something that you want has some shit other people want too. So if you go to them going, give me some shit, they're going to say no, because that's just not appreciated. And just how we, do you think about this. Do you naturally want to reject people who expect shit from you? Of course, it's like, stop. But if someone comes and you goes, how can I help you? And they actually mean it, not as a sales tactic, but they actually mean it. What could happen? You're going to be so separated from the crowd. This is what I do in my life. People go, how do you meet these people? That's how. I never lead with an ask. Ever, 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 ever. I lead with a give and I let a relationship be created. And from relationships, if the transaction emerges, that's fine. But it's relationship first, relationship only. And that's what keeps recurring sales. Because if you have a relationship with someone, they associate you with adding value and someone else is 1 cent less per unit, that relationship will be stronger. That relationship will actually be stronger. So selling happens way before the offer is ever made, which is why when you actually sell something, it should be effortless. Because by the time you make the offer, it's like, of course I want that thing. Not get away. Do you guys know the difference? Have you felt experiences or relationships in your life where someone came on maybe too hard? Maybe it was a coach or someone in an inbox was like, okay, too much selling there. And that you feel that rejection. Someone else should add so much value. At some point, like, let me give you something. With my first business online, it was called The Daily Love. I sent out emails for like 4 years without ever making an offer. I had people sending me money because they felt bad. I needed it because I was couch surfing. But they were like, thank you so much. I just wanted to give back to you. So that's called reciprocity. But here's the thing, especially in the beginning, if you're so scared of not making money, that desperation, people can feel it. So you have to assume, you want to know the big secret to making sales? Here's what it is. I pretend I have $1 billion in my bank account when I get on that call. Because if you need nothing from somebody, that's attractive. When you call up a brand owner and you actually don't need anything from them legitimately in your nervous system, and you're able to say, let me help you, they're going to feel that. And you might not nail that right away, but that's the name of the game. It's called fake it till you make it. It absolutely works. So if you put in your head, I have $1 billion, I don't need this person, I want to help, game changer. We get into tricky trouble when we get into such fight or flight response that I got to make money right now, and that's when we kind of get taken out. That's when you get turned into a commodity. Because being able to add value, that separates yourself from the crowd. A few months back, I was speaking at the Bulletproof Conference, and a gentleman named Naveen Jain, he's an entrepreneur billionaire, has a company called Viome. I had bought the product, and I said, Naveen, thank you, because your test proved that I didn't have to eat kale, and I fucking hate kale, so fuck you, kale, and your publicist. I'm not eating you anymore. And he was like, oh my God, would you say that from stage? I go, absolutely, I did. They sold like 1,000 units, right? Because they were there as a sponsor. Right? And I didn't even ask him for anything. I saw him a couple of months later at an event, and I said, hey man, what can I help you with? He goes, I need help with the bubble. And all of a sudden, January, we closed a multi-six-figure contract. Because the ironic thing is, I'm helping with marketing. I'm not an agency. He talked me into working with him. It was the other way around, because I just kept adding so much value, it frustrated him to say, you know what? I can't do this, Mastin, you do it. I said, I'm not a marketer. I don't do that. He goes, how much? And I said, actually free, because I don't want to make any money off of you. And he could not believe it. All the money that that contract is paying me goes to subcontractors to get the work done. I don't make a penny for 6 months. I'm still adding value right now. And it's like, his mind is like, who is this human, right? And I show up all in. Now think about that. Is that different than most people? Why? Because it's something larger than, now they're helping end trauma too by helping people with the gut. So it's a mission for me. But I also literally have a multi-million-dollar business, so I don't need the money. I literally have that, and it's systematized, so I can spend the time on it. But it's a differentiator. And so just because maybe you don't have a multi-million-dollar business, you can transfer that mindset and get the same results. Because it's not, you don't get the same results by having what someone else has. You get the same results by thinking and doing what they think and do. That's it. So I'm transferring a very important mindset to you, which is lead with the give. Does that make sense? And here's the thing. If you've given in the past and you haven't received back, it's a new day, because you're going to be able to set boundaries, ask for what you need, but you want to lead with the give. Number one most important thing. All right? So when does selling happen, guys? First contact, and is it an offer, yes or no? Real loud, guys, yes or no? Okay, good, awesome. So, before the sale is ever made, that's how you have to focus on where you're going to add value. Not after, not when you go, hey, you look like, hey, will you give me some stuff? She's like, sure, because I've added value, right? If I just came out like, give me some stuff, she's like, creep, right? So that's the name of the game, guys. It's so important. So here's the thing. The only reason you would ever need to sell someone something is because they don't understand your offer. They don't understand its value, or you're being too pushy. Jesus Christ. Sorry. Oh my God. Pushy. Okay. Dyslexia just worked right there. Thank you. Sorry. Okay. Right? And here's the thing. I want you to assume that they don't understand your value yet. And the reason might be is because you don't understand your value. You don't really know what separates you. I'm going to give you some questions here in a second. They're going to help you go, oh my gosh. And I'll share with you how I use these questions to create a whole new market for this gentleman that I was just talking about. But the goal here is you understand, they just don't understand the value. They haven't been shown the value. They don't understand the value. Right now, it's just another phone call. But if you can demonstrate value, you will get their attention. You guys tracking with me on this? You guys with me on this? As a theory, and we're going to drop it down into practicality, okay? So are you with me on this? Yes? Okay, cool. So Drucker says this, the aim of marketing is to know and understand the customer so well, the product or service and how it fits in, that it sells itself. The aim of marketing is to make selling superfluous. What's superfluous mean? You don't need it. If your marketing is good enough, selling is like, here's the thing. And so the goal here is you have to understand, and here's the thing, you have to get outside of yourself. Oh my God, they're gonna reject me. No, how can I serve? I'm not gonna make enough money. No, how can I serve? This is never gonna work out. Hold on, what's their problem? Because when you get interested in people's problems, the solution becomes very self-evident. And when you talk about innovation and differentiation, like what makes you different than other people who are on Amazon, I'm gonna give you some questions to answer that are gonna help you really separate yourself. And here's the thing, if you're trying to compete with other people, you might grab some market share. If you differentiate, you create the market. Who follows? Does this make sense? This is why whenever I teach, I give away, because by the time you implement what I taught you, I've already created a new market. That's how I focus on things. When I first came out, I was just like a blogger. Then I was like a coach. Then I created functional life coaching, which is nobody does that because that's what I created. And I'm a trauma-informed life coach, which means I do root cause trauma work. That's what differentiates me from every other coach out there. Because it's like, no, the affirmation won't work if you don't do the trauma work. Trauma work is some of the most important work you can do for high performance. And one of my goals is to normalize that conversation, because when you can talk about it, you can heal it. And here's the thing. It's not like, let me just be Tony Robbins part two. It's like, no, I'm going to do my own thing and create a whole new market. And when you create a new market, how much of it do you own? The whole thing until you get copycats. But that's a good thing, because when you get copycat, that means that the market's getting saturated. So where should you focus again? Keep leading. Keep innovating. That's the name of the game. And I'm going to show you some very specific questions, simple questions. They're going to point you in that right direction. Because if you ask people what they want, they can't tell you what they want. Henry Ford's famous quote, if I asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses. Right? So you have to focus on the problem. And I'm going to give you some very specific questions in a second to help you figure that out. And when you do this, you're going to understand your customer so well and add value to them in such a great way that the selling part is like, no, like, dude, just like, let's do this thing. I want to work with you. That's the name of the game. That's how you want people to feel. So it's so much more than like a phone call. Because if all of you're doing is calling someone going, can I have something? Of course that doesn't feel right. But if you add enough value, they're going to call you. You guys with me on this? Does this make sense? Okay, super important. So you have to refocus your marketing before you make the offer. So what would that look like? It would look like content. It would look like publishing online. It would look like adding consistent value. It would look like being able to demonstrate in your market and send people physical things. It would be like doing something for them already. Imagine you were going to work with a seller, a brand owner, and you said, hey, I noticed that there were some inefficiencies in the way everyone else was selling your stuff. I took the liberty of mocking up how I want to do it. Look at this. Showing them something. Versus just like, I think I can do this. Because people don't get their head around theory. They want to see it. That's one of the things that makes Elon Musk incredible, is that he can have a vision and mock it up. He got his whole team on board by saying, here's images of like an interconnected solar system. Here's an image of a colony on Mars. Here's an image of a rocket going into space. In 2010, they thought it was crazy. Elon what? Now he's like dominating Super Bowl ads after Super Bowl, putting a car in space, because he was able to organize people around a vision. That's the key. So you have to create the things that people can actually see, hear, feel, and touch, and that starts to differentiate you. And it's not hard. It's not hard. It could be a little microsite. It could be a demonstration of a store. It could be some type of differentiator. But the goal here is that you want to be able to show people stuff, not tell them. Because if you tell them stuff, they won't be able to get it. If you can show them, they'll be able to see it. So what's marketing then? If sales is compensation for value, energy for value, what's marketing? Very good. That's all it is. Adding value. That's it. It's a demonstration of that value. It's actually a better way than, that's actually better worded than that slide. So thank you. I'm going to change it because of that. Thank you. It's a demonstration of value. And when you can demonstrate value, and by the way, if you can answer people's objections before they ever say them, they will automatically assume that you have the answer. Now, you can do some dark ass shit with that, okay, knowledge. And this is going to be used for good, because you're actually going to do it with integrity, because you're here for a mission and purpose larger than yourself. Is that true? That's right. So this is all integrity. It's like the force, right? Dark side, light side, right? We're talking about the Jedi stuff, not the dark side stuff, okay? So the goal here is you want to be able to understand people ahead of time, because if you put the objections out front in the form of teaching content, all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, this person totally gets me. You're differentiated. Now, who do you add value to? Everybody? The whole world? That's right. Just your customers or ideal customers, right? One of the things you got to understand is not everyone's going to agree with you. But if you know some basic idea of who your ideal avatar is and speak to that person, you will attract them and repel everybody else, which is great because you don't want everybody else. Those are called PITA clients, P-I-T-A. You know what that stands for? Pay in the ass, right? You don't want that. You don't want to like debate your value with people. You just want to like have people that want to work with you. That's the name of the game. So you want to figure out who are these people and how can I add value to them way ahead of time. And if I can publish consistently online, if I can make myself available and visible online, they will start to seek you out. What if you were known as the person who could improve any brand owner's sales on Amazon? They would want to find you. That's why you're at this event, I believe. Does that make sense? It's a demonstration here. So you have to figure out what makes you different and how to add value in that way. So if you're not making sales, it's because you're too focused on yourself, your fears, your limitations, how much money you don't have. Maybe they're going to reject you. That's me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. So the thing is, a lot of times, especially when we start to change our life, we do have a level of self-focus, because here's the thing. If you're starting a business, if you're changing your life, if you're going on any type of shift or transition in your life, that transition usually was predicated or preceded by a crisis or pain. Is that true? Like, I'm going to just quit this job because it's the last time blah, blah, blah is going to happen. I'm going to leave this relationship because it's so what? Painful, toxic. So typically pain or crisis precedes a transformation in life. And the goal is when you have that transformation, what most people learn is they were too focused on other people, too overgiving, over-responsible, too much focused on giving to the soul-sucking job or to the toxic relationship. So they have to focus on themselves. They're doing personal development work. They're learning about business. And then all of a sudden they have to take the focus off of themselves and focus on what? Other people, and the nervous system says, last time you did that, there was pain. Me, 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 me. And the answer is no, not just you. Remember, diversity, you plus someone else, you not collapsing this time, you having a boundary this time, you speaking up this time, you knowing your worth this time, you surrounding yourself with people like this who hold you accountable, having a structure of support. It's not the same thing, but the nervous system thinks it is. Because when you go through a painful thing, our nervous system deletes, distorts, and generalizes. Deletes, distorts, and generalizes. The example that everybody always gives, it's cliche, but it's true, is the tiger in the bush. right? If you have a tiger that jumps out of a bush and eats your father when you're 5 years old, and there's this green bush thingamajigger, anytime you see something green, what will your nervous system do? There'll be that association with it, right? So when you experience some pain, and there's a situation maybe where you're giving or serving or focused on somebody else, the next time that has to happen, your nervous system says, whoa, 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 whoa. You focused on someone else last time. They didn't take care of you. So stay focused on yourself. The problem is that takes you out of service mindset. So it's both. It's focus on yourself enough to serve. Not collapse, drain yourself, deplete yourself, give yourself to a relationship or a job, end up resentful and toxic, have adrenal fatigue, stress yourself out, have a quarter life, midlife, three-quarter life, end of life crisis, read a self-help book, love yourself, and then try it again. Like, no, that's all good. The goal here is I'm not going to collapse this time. I'm going to know my worth this time. I'm going to surround myself with people who encourage me, not who put me down. And any of the pain of the relationships from the past, I'm going to cut cords with that and say, I'm going to create healthy relationships now. I'm going to have people around me who encourage me. I'm going to seek it out. I'm going to find those people. I'm going to invest in those coaches or mentors. I'm going to be in a situation where I'm around a positivity team because you know what? I cannot take it anymore. I'm done with that. I'm ready to move forward. And it's a very strange paradox of focusing on yourself to serve, not focusing on yourself to stay safe. Do you guys understand the difference? You guys with me on this? Because if you only focus on yourself, your sales will shrivel up. When you focus on the thing, look at what you wrote down for a second. Why are you starting your business? Who are you doing this for? When you start to do that, what starts to happen when you're like, I don't know if I can make this phone call? You read this. Do you think you'd be inspired to make that phone call? Only three people care about others here. Think about that. If you look at your list and you're scared to make the call, you're scared to differentiate, you're scared to go live on Facebook, you're scared to publish on Instagram, you're scared to ask for help, and you look at this, could that be enough leverage to move forward? You look at this, could this be enough leverage to understand the problems in the market and solve those problems? That's right. That's all you've got to do. It's actually very simple. The problem is it's mindset and nervous system. So 1-2 punch of increasing sales. We're going to get into some strategy now, okay? Number one is add more value and make more offers. That's it. If you're not adding enough value, then offers don't matter. You're just salesy. The number one pain point and frustration with the coaching industry and entrepreneurial industry is, oh my God, so much selling. If all you did was add value, you were different than 99% of people because they're the ones who are scared they're not going to have enough money. So just serve. Add value. We live in a world of content marketing. You guys know what that is, don't you? Right? It's a blog. It's a video. It's something where people add value to you. Who here consumed a piece of content for free before ever coming to an event like this? I would assume everybody, because there's videos that go out, there's blogs that go out, there's value that's added ahead of time. See, that's how it is today. And then you have to make more offers. And when you make more offers, here's the thing. When you add more value, you're going to be more visible. You might be rejected. You're going to make more offers. You might be visible. You might get what? Rejected. Or accepted, absolutely. But the nervous system says, I don't want to be rejected. I don't want to be visible. I don't want to be seen. And you have to look at that list and go, fuck that. I'm done with that shit. I'm not five anymore. And this is not any type of past relationship. I'm going to serve. I'm going to add value because this is more important than anything I've ever done before. I'm going to get up every single day. And here's the thing. You don't have to do it alone. Do you have to do it alone? I just said you don't, by the way. Do you have to do it alone? Yes or no? No way. If you think you have to be an island to make this work, that's one of the mindset shifts that has to happen. The only reason you would think you'd have to be an island is because probably in your life, no one else was going to handle it. So you said, fine, I'm going to handle it. But the thing is, there's other people who are not your people from your past who can help you handle it too. Where are people like that? Look around. I hopefully just introduced you to one about 30 minutes ago. Who here would be down to support and serve somebody else who needs help in this room? Let me see if I show hands. Who here also needs help and support? Perfect. The goal here is to get and stay in environments like this, around coaches like this. Because here's the thing. The nervous system expands and contracts, expands and contracts. You have the aha moment. Who here's ever done this? You have the aha moment. Oh my God, it's aligned. Past, present, and future are there. I'm going to crush it. Wake up the next morning, you're like, what was that shit I read yesterday? Like, what was that thing? Who knows what I'm talking about, by the way? You have the aha moment addiction, right? So the goal here is aha moments happen. To turn aha moments into an aha life, you need mentor, structure, system. You got to consistently be in environments like this with people who are further ahead than you, who are going to encourage you, with coaches who can help you, a system of support who can help you actually get there. That's why I love personal development, because it's like people who actually have skin in the game versus a spectator sport. And there's so much information available today, so many things you can follow and watch. It's easy to trick yourself into thinking that you're an entrepreneur or founder, but just because you put that in your Instagram profile heading doesn't make you one. What makes you a founder or an entrepreneur is getting in the game, engaging consistently, staying engaged. That's the name of the game, just by adding more value and making more offers. If you make it just about you, it's a turnoff. Now, I had to talk a little bit about myself at the beginning, but the only reason was context. For who to understand what? I want you to understand why you should listen to me, not convince you how great I am. I don't care. I want to add value to you, just to be like, hey, I couch surfed. I've been there. I quit the thing. I understand. And it worked out okay. Pretty cool, actually. That's the only reason I did that. I'm not talking about how great I am. I don't care. I want to add value to you. Has anyone had at least one insight since I've been on stage? More than one? Fantastic. I love that. So the goal here is that it's service only. It's service only. That's the name of the game. So if you serve and add value, that's all you've got to do. And here's the thing. The best marketers practice marketing stamina. What do you think marketing stamina is? Stamina with marketing, of course. But what does stamina mean? Consistently over a period of time. In a world where we can swipe left and swipe right, the long game still wins. And here's the thing. You might be one offer, one headline, one tweak in how you describe something away from success, one promotion away. You don't know. If you judge what you've done, if you judge what will happen based on what you've done, that's a bad way to look at it. Because today, what happened is you come up with something, it's imperfect, you test it, you learn with the data, and you pivot. That's it. Because what's data besides a really cool character on Star Trek? Anyone who laughed, you're cool with me. It's just information. It's a recognition of patterns. Hey, you know what? We put this landing page up, it performed at 1%. We put this one up, it performed at 3%. Which one's better? 3%. Does the 1% one take it personal? No. They don't. It's just a landing page. It's just information and software. So the same thing is, hey, when I speak in this tone of voice, and I go like this, I get a certain reaction. And when I speak like this, I get a different reaction. Is it personal to me? It's just how I operate. You guys with me on this? You might have just said one different word differently. You could say it a little bit differently. You could be maybe thinking about Facebook and especially paid media, images. Images make all the difference. There's a company called Intercom that launched released a new product like last week. And it was like, our product is out. And it's a picture of their like nerdy co-founders looking very tired and bored. They're like, and that's the image for their like Instagram. I took a screenshot and sent it to Dylan, who does our social media. I go, let's never do this, right? I'm sure the product is amazing, but this image is bad. For us, because I'm in the personal development space, mostly with women, the image that always converts the most is a woman with her hands in the air by the beach or something. Just an image. It's just data, right? So we have to test that stuff, and you can't take your results personally. That's why marketing stamina is the name of the game. In my own career, my sort of blockbuster product is called Claim Your Power. And the first version of it, when I came out with it, I was so sick and tired of like the personal development word choices of like the lexicon. I took the word purpose out of it. Problem is, that's why people come to me. It was the first promotion where I lost $60,000 on that promotion. I don't lose money in my promotions. That was like, I was like, oh my God, what did I do wrong? Am I wrong? I looked at the data, added the word purpose, multi six-figure success. One word difference. can make the difference. So you don't know, is it this word, is it that word? That's why you have to tweak and test and have stamina. So if you take one result personal, that's not what you want to do. You want to be around people go, you know what? All right, but what else could you try? What else can you try? Did you try this? And eventually, with enough consistency, what will happen?
Well, 16. I'm going to succeed.
So excited to be here today. Change your life. Think about this for a second. If you have enough stamina and you test enough things and you try enough, what will eventually happen? Success. That's the name of the game. It's a test, immediately learn from the data and pivot. Test, learn, pivot. That's all you got to do. Not test, take a personal stop. Or never test because you're scared of what you might take personally. Right? It's about getting over that leap consistently. Can you do that, guys? Yes or no? All day long. All day long. So, marketing stamina is a never-ending intention to discover and refine your customers' needs and the dedication to consistently add more value than the competition. Not be lower priced, necessarily. Adding more value is not necessarily just in price. There's lots of ways to add more value. You want to know why I fly with Delta? Okay, I won't tell you. So the idea is when it comes to marketing, does anyone want to know why I fly with Delta? Remember, conversation. What would happen if you're in a coffee shop after about, I don't know, an hour of being with someone, you ask them a question, they stare at you like, a little awkward, right? The reason why I fly with Delta is they have a service that most people don't know about called VIP Select. VIP Select means when you get off the airplane, you don't go up to the concourse, you get onto the tarmac, you get in a car, and they take you off site with your bags. It saves me an hour or more. And also when I arrive, that's how I get on. I actually board the plane first. I feel bad because before people who need help boarding planes too, usually I feel really bad about that, but it's just how they roll. I feel bad about it, but I help them usually in the aisle. But the reason why I do that is less stress and saving time. And to me, I travel so much, those two things are worth it. That's why I fly with Delta. It's more valuable. Is it the same basic connection? Is it still an airplane, 7-23-7 or whatever? Yes. But because they have that service, that's why I'm there. And the reason why I stay is because the culture, the people I work with are awesome. They become like my friends. Right? That's the name of the game. So you have to focus on figuring out who are these people I'm going to serve and how can I serve them really good? And here's the thing. If all you did is ask them, that's more than what most people are doing. Most people just want to sell stuff from a place of desperation. So mastering sales, psychology, number one, focus on helping people first and foremost. Number two, fall in love with the benefits of your solution. What's a benefit? What does that mean? It's the value. That's all it is. When people work with me, it's just like, you know what? They have a root cause trauma issue. I know they can heal that. That's like been systemic their whole life with their whole family. It's going to resolve a bunch of amazing stuff. So when I'm up on stage talking, that's what I focus on. Not like, will they make this transaction with me? Who cares? That's the focus. All right? Transfer your passion to others. What are you passionate about? Making money? That's right. The transformation, the benefit. You want to transfer that. I hopefully have transferred a little bit of passion to you today. Some of you are like, you know what? Fuck you, Mastin. I was in the bar last night. This is way too much energy for me. I need another like drink. Right? I understand. It's annoying sometimes that people like me up on stage because we're so excited, but I'm so fucking excited because sales means transformation. You want to know why I'm excited for you? Because of what you wrote down. For me, it's reach one, teach one. If I can add a little bit of value to, so you can add value there, that's everything. That's what motivates me. That's why I'm here doing this. And selling is the focus of serving. It's not taking, because selling is adding value through your marketing way ahead of time. And you have compassion for whatever pain they're in. Trust me, the people that are selling on Amazon, they're still in pain. Just because they may even have big sales, every business has problems. Every business has problems with marketing, sales, distribution, fulfillment, you name it. If you can start to solve those problems, you make yourself indispensable. Indispensable. So does even the most successful brand have pain? Look at Facebook. They have some serious pain right now. Right? If you could walk in there and go, let me help you with your data problem, trillionaire. Probably. right? Because that's a big problem. And so the goal here is every single customer, even if you think they're successful, has pain. And you have to have patience with yourself during the process because you're going from where you are to where you want to be, and your nervous system has to take time to adjust. That's why coaching is so important, because you come in the environment and then you leave it, you get some success, you freak out, you come back in the environment, you find certainty again, you have success, you freak out. That's how it goes. You're in and out of the environment. And then consistent effort. This isn't like I ask people sometimes, the master in that Facebook strategy thing didn't work. I look at their Facebook page. You posted once 7 months ago. What are you talking about? What do you mean? You didn't do the thing. You want to know what ROI means in the coaching business? It's not return on investment. Investing a coaching package or program is not a stock that just goes up or down based on you doing nothing. ROI is return on implementation. You got to do it. And that's what you want anyway, yes? You don't want more information, not return on information. It's return on what? Implementation. Who here feels like it's high time for you to transfer the results in your life from thinking about it to living it? Let me see if I show of hands real high. Who's into that? Yeah, let me see if I show of hands. That's the name of the game. So you have to have consistent effort. Now, not consistent effort that's so stressful that you freak out within one day and have a nervous breakdown. I'm talking like a baby step every day. Just smaller things. See, we have these big dreams. Everyone talks about being great. But you want to know what greatness is? Tiny little steps every single day. I know that sounds like cliche-ish, but it's absolutely true, because how do you eat a field of kale? One bite at a time, or if you're meat, you don't. But but the idea is it's one small step. See, here's the thing. You set a lofty goal. You get excited about it. You don't break it down into small steps. You overwhelm yourself. If you freak yourself out, you stop and you say it didn't work. And you wait till January 1st to start over. Versus, we'll set big goals, but today I want to do one small thing imperfectly. One phone call today. I'm going to get rejected, but I did one phone call today. My measure of success is how many calls I make. Who controls how many calls you make? That's right. Something that's in your control, it's simple. How many times you actually post on Facebook? Now, you can load up stuff and post once, and then have it scheduled, so it could be one time. But small wins, that's the name of the game, base hits. And being able to handle a lot of rejection. Elon Musk's number one piece of advice for entrepreneurs, you wanna know what it is? Shoot for the moon, and even if you miss, you'll be amongst the stars. No, he didn't say that. He said, entrepreneurs, you have to handle a lot of pain. You have to have a high pain threshold. But here's the thing, who here feels like being stuck is fucking painful? Who feels like you've been coping with being stuck in a soul-sucking job or not earning the money or being where you are? Let me see if I show of hands. Who can be honest enough to admit that? So here's the thing. It's going to be painful either way. It might as well be painful towards something you want to create, something that's making your life better than coping with some shit that you don't fucking want. If you're going to have to cope with the good shit. Think about that. Wouldn't you rather cope with handling how to handle rejection than cope with freaking out that you never started? What do you guys think? All day long. Now, I say it like that, you're like, well, fuck, Mass, I never thought of it that way. But you'll be in pain one way or the other. The thing is, being stuck pain lasts forever. Entrepreneurial pain lasts for a little bit, it's over. Because you built the muscle, just like working out. And here's the thing. A lot of people say, I went to the seminar, it didn't work. Lasted 2 weeks, didn't work. Like the seminar is supposed to fix you. You know what I say to them? I went to the gym. For one day, the gym didn't fucking work. No, you didn't do the fucking work. It's not the seminar or the gym. It's like, are you in the game or not? Are you showing up? And here's the thing. The hardest first day is that first day. That first rep, that first workout, when you're getting back into the routine, the first one's the hardest. The second one's a little harder. And by like 30 days in, it's like routine and you miss the feeling. Who knows what I'm talking about, by the way? The same thing is true in your business. So don't think the seminar fixed you or the seminar is going to change you. This is a portal of opening and awareness. And if you have a chance to stay in environments like this, I highly suggest it, because it's momentum moving forward. It's like your gym membership. You don't just have a one-day thing or a three-day thing. I went to Atlanta. I worked out for 3 days. 6 months later, I don't have a six-pack. Didn't work. No. Training, lifestyle, and being able to handle a lot of rejection. Because think about that. Look at this list again that you wrote down. Is being rejected worth it if you look at these reasons why? Think about the person or why you're starting. Could you handle some more rejection for that person or that experience? Would it be worth it to build up some emotional resilience to rejection, to get that vaccination, if you will, to be able to have those micro traumas to say, you know what, I got this. Would it be worth it, guys? Yes or no? All day long. So sales is not only the lifeblood of your business, it's the tool through which you're going to make your impact. And not necessarily just impact like, you don't have to do what I do, impact with the people that you care about. Impact in changing business. That's what sales is. It's not like 2 for a nickel, 3 for a dime. Come on down, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. How much money you got? That's not sales. That's just being pushy. Sales is you add so much value, of course you want to do business because it makes total sense. There's alignment there. All right? And here's the thing. Selling increases your confidence and forces you to overdeliver. Because here's the thing. If you sell some shit, especially before it's done, nothing will motivate you more to finish it. I sell shit that's never been completed because sometimes I don't know exactly what I'm going to be doing because I cater stuff based on who shows up. So you can sell something to someone and then use that energy to deliver. Now, don't use that energy to hide, okay? Use it to absolutely deliver, but that's okay because there's nothing like a deadline to make your nervous system go, okay, I'm in gear. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, think about college. Most people cram the last week. You take a whole semester into 1 week because there's a what? A real deadline, right? So if you sell some stuff, you have to deliver and over-deliver. And if you're afraid of selling, this is an issue of self-image, not market reality. What do I mean by that? It's only how you think about yourself, not what people need. Because are people in pain right now? Are businesses experiencing problems right now? Do people need problems solved right now? So you can either focus on that or you can focus on how you're going to get rejected. Because market reality says otherwise. Market reality says, will someone help here, please? Now think about this. How many people here have been rejected in your life? Let me see if I show hands. Okay. How many people here have been rejected by at least one person? 2 people. 3 people. 5 people. 10 people. Okay, 10 people, hands up. 20 people, 50 people, 100 people, 500 people, 500 people, 500 people. These people need hugs. I'm just kidding. But it's an amazing thing. Now think about that. Now hands up real quick for the 500. That's actually pretty incredible. There's like 3 or 4 people in the room, or more than that. Okay. Now think about this. How many people have had your back? How many people have smiled at you? How many people have encouraged you in this room? How many people have thought positively about you, said something positive, liked something, added some level of encouragement in your life? Is it more or less than the number of people who have rejected you or hurt you? Way more! I remember when I put my first book out, I was terrified of the 1-star reviews. My publisher, Reed Tracy at Hay House, said, Mastin? Well, no, he said, well, Mastin, even the Bible's got 1-star reviews. I said, if it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. Because the idea here is that like it's not about the 1-star. If you look at any unless it's a really bad book, there's always going to be a 1-star or 2-star. But there's usually way more positives. But we focus on the 1 or 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 or 500 for you people. But how much positivity is there? What does the data say? Way more. In fact, if you got all the people who ever supported you together, what could you do to those naysayers? You'd fucking crush those motherfuckers with so much positivity, but you're like, you know what? Oh, guys, those 2 might reject all of us. We shouldn't do it. Versus like, come over here, you're probably hurt too. Who follows? Does this make sense? So even the experiential data of your life shows you that there is more support and encouragement than there is rejection. And that's the name of the game. Focus on those, cultivating those relationships. Focus on surrounding yourself with people like that and focus on solving problems, not your own self-image. Because here's the thing. We always, always, always feel like we're not enough. It's just part of the human mechanism. So you have to learn how to set that aside and go, okay, hello, not enough. I love you. And I'm going to go solve this problem. Are you guys with me on this? What's going to motivate you to do that? The two things that you wrote down. Have you noticed me having some repetition on that? How come? Those are some of the most important things you're going to focus on in your life. Focusing on those two things is what's going to drive so much behavior moving forward. So make pieces of courageous action moving forward. It's everything. When I focus on taking care of my family, like nothing gets in the way. When I focus on my mission, nothing gets in the way. Nothing. I will not do things. And here's the thing. When you're mission-driven, that means there's no such thing as competition because anybody who can help you with that mission is a part of the tribe as well. You have to mature yourself. So people only hate being sold things when they don't want something. Okay, who here wants a root canal right now? But come on, meet me in the back. I'll give you a root canal. You really need this root canal. Give me your fucking credit card right now. Right? It's like creepy, right? So the thing is, people love being sold stuff that they actually want. When you get those emails in your inbox where you're like, oh my God, no, it's because either you don't want it or you get enough value. But have you ever been sold something that you actually want? Have anybody ever made you an offer for something you wanted? I hope so. You're wearing shirts and glasses, I see, and you have a pen and shoes, and you're here. You probably have a car. You probably may be in a relationship. That was an offer, right? Have you ever been sold something that you actually wanted? How'd that feel? Were you interested? What if you're in pain? What if you're like, I got this crazy headache? And I'm like, hey, I got Advil. I'm like, oh, no, you're being too salesy. What do you do? Thank you. You have a solution to my problem. I appreciate that. So the right sales process creates reciprocity, not rejection. Okay? So real quick, 4 strategies to double your sales. You guys awake? Are you here? How about over here? Okay. Making sure. This is important stuff. Everything I've just said is context for this slide. So just kind of shake your body out a little bit and kind of sit up straight. Make sure that you're awake. If anyone around you is falling asleep, I hope that hasn't happened. Usually I'm pretty, can keep people awake usually. But make sure they're awake. Make sure you're sitting up straight because this is really important. Okay. Number one, spend twice as much time in front of potential customers. Seems obvious, but most people don't do it. They try once, they stop. If all you did was spend twice as much time in front of potential customers, you will double your sales. That's it. See, here's the thing. Most people want the whiz, bang, boom strategy, the next level shit. There's no next level shit. It's implement the basics. How do you lose weight? Eat the right food and exercise. There's no news there. So all you got to do is eat the right food and exercise. Simple, but not easy. How do you double your sales? Spend twice as much time in front of potential customers. Simple, not easy. But that's a strategy you can focus on. Who are your potential customers? Get in front of more of those people. Number two, close better. Twice as better, meaning understand them better. Get out of the fear of rejection and focus on problems. When you know the problems that your customers or potential customers have, they will want your service if you have a solution to that problem. I can get 100% close rate if I take Advil to the headache convention. If I take Advil to the anti-medication convention, I will get rejected. So you have to sell the right thing to the right people. And you have to be able to describe it the right way. See, before I came on board with Viome, it was, we analyze your microbiome with artificial intelligence and use metatranscriptomic analysis to be able to give you a customized food plan. Exactly. What I helped them understand, this is how I changed it. Did you know that Viome is the only company that can figure out whether your microbiome is toxic or healthy? Meaning when you eat food, it either makes you sick or makes you better. They're the only company that can figure out what your microbiome is doing with your food. And based on figuring out what your microbiome is doing with your food, they can tell you the exact food that you need to eat to make your microbiome and therefore your whole body back in balance. Which one is more clear? And if you're having issues with chronic inflammation or chronic disease, that's a really important thing I just said. Right? If you're like, don't care about that, doesn't matter. But the goal is it's clear. It's specific. And it takes work to get there. And the goal here is to understand that all you have to do is close better. And typically closing better means clearer communication. That's it. Clearer communication. Like not just like, hey, buy some stuff or hey, I can help you get more sales. Like get really crystal clear on that communication. Now, you can also just sell more stuff. So what that means is have a higher volume. So it's not just like sell more stuff, like close better. It means literally increasing your volume, How would you do that? More accounts. But how would you also do that? Think about this. Ah, very good. More products from the same account. See, it's way easier to sell something to someone again than to open up a new account. Like, you could literally just have start with like one account and create multiple sales channels if you add enough value with one. Versus, let me add a little bit of value, not know you very well, go to the next one, and then have like this stable of like just a little bit of value for multiple people. Sometimes it's tremendous value for one company across multiple product pipelines. So you have to think in concentric circles, meaning how do I take this one relationship and magnify it without lots more busyness? Because busy work is not necessarily effective work. Who follows? Does this make sense? You guys with me on this? You want to have effective work, all right? And then you can't double your sales if you don't make your first call. Who am I talking to right now? Who needs to make their first call? Let me just see both hands. Stand up for a second. Oh, yeah, no, come on. We're going to face that fear of rejection right now. Let's give these people a round of applause for their courage, you guys. It's a beautiful thing. Now, I want you to look around, make eye contact with one of these people. Someone here is going to be your accountability partner, and you're going to make your first call today. Look around. Look around. Look around. All right, you got to make weird eye contact with someone you don't know. You're gonna, after this session at lunch, you're going to have lunch together, and you're going to plan to make your first call today. And the people at the table, if they don't by tomorrow, shame them. All right, let's give them one more round of applause, you guys. It's a beautiful thing. It's the first one that's the hardest one. That's the name of the game. All right? Now, what's going to stop you from making all this happen? Okay, fear. Let's talk about fear. How many words did the Greeks have for love? 7. We need to be more specific. Fear of what? Why are you scared of rejection? Why are you scared of pain? Why are you scared of it hurting? Why are you scared of being inferior? Because you're going to die. Why are you scared of death? But why are you scared you're going to die? So if I get infinitely rejected, why am I scared of that? Have you ever thought about this? Like, think it through a little bit. Like, why am I actually scared of this? And at some point you go, this makes no fucking sense to me. Right? The reason why you're scared that you're going to die is because you're a biological being with self-awareness that has a nervous system designed to keep it alive. The thing is, entrepreneurship feels like death. It does. It's like, oh, fuck. That's what it feels like. You know what? Courage is not like, ha-ha, look how courageous I am. Courage is, oh fuck, 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 oh fuck. I'm gonna do it again. Oh fuck, 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 oh fuck. Oh, what was I worried about? Right? That's what courage feels like. It's a birthing process. So what's gonna stop you are what we call survival patterns, not just fear. Patterns that we have that keep us safe and stuck, because the nervous system's purpose is to keep you safe, not help you thrive in an entrepreneurial endeavor. Your nervous system, your biology is designed to keep you safe, not thriving. It's doing its job. Stuck is safe, but stuck is also what? It's death. It's emotional death. It's like, oh my God, if I stay here one more time. But your nervous system is like, but you could live. It's comfy. Don't leave the job. It's 100,000 plus a 401k. Don't leave. You're so safe. And your heart and soul and spirit are like, no, 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 no. There's more. I know, but 100K and 401K. And you're like, oh, okay. Versus enough of that. So if that's what survival patterns are. I don't have time to get into like all the details on this, but they're irrational fear based on past trauma that prevents you from moving forward. Something happened in the past that produced pain that your nervous system registered as bad and is now trying to avoid it at all costs. Unconsciously. What's unconscious mean? It just means you don't know you're doing it. You're unconscious of stuff, right? That's all it is. And that's the name of the game. So survival patterns, what are they? There's just a few. I'm going to go through them very quickly. And I'll make sure that you guys get this slide because I have to go through it quickly. All right, these are the top 12. Okay. The 12th one was 12th on purpose. I almost didn't put it on there. I know, it's not good, but it's funny. Right? So think about this. We get distracted. Who here gets distracted? Right? Who here tends to sometimes put yourself last, focus on everybody else? All the way down, controlling others. Perfectionism. This is a big one for new ones, new people. I have to have the perfect one, the perfect plan, the perfect website, the perfect this, versus messy, afraid, imperfect. Reid Hoffman, who founded LinkedIn, says, if you wait until you are basically proud of and have the perfect product, you waited too long. You need to be embarrassed by your first product. You got to be embarrassed by your first call. It's got to be crappy and broken, because that's how you start, and you start to get feedback. Because if you spend too much time perfecting something, you might be perfecting something that has no purpose and no use. You want to get feedback from the market how fast? Right now, and that's what's possible today. With social media, it's never been easier. Before, you spend $1 million on a direct mail campaign to get a little bit of a response, maybe get some survey data. Today, it's very simple on social media. It's never been easier. It's never been easier. Perfectionism will crush you. All right? Also, all the way down, playing small, always assuming the worst. This is how this stuff manifests. Doubting your gut, doubting your intuition. I could get into all the science of that. Literally trusting your gut, that science is so true. It's incredible how much wisdom we have here. Addiction, and addiction could be work. You could be addicted to aha moments. Addiction is any behavior that you have consistently that brings negative results into your life. That's all it is. Addicted to being stuck. Addicted to being right. There's lots of different types of addiction, right? Toxic relationships. No. I don't want to make progress on my business. Let me hang out with that motherfucker. So much drama, I can just ignore this. Focus on all this drama. It covers something up. If you're in a toxic relationship, fix it or get out. Period, end of story. Because think about that. How much energy do we, and there could be a partnership too. How much energy do we put into stuff that's not good for us that if we freed up, could actually move us forward? Here's the thing. If we took away everything for you to worry about, what would you do? You'd probably find something else to worry about. I need to worry about something. I'm not worried about anything. Right? If we remove all impediments, we always find the problem because that's how our nervous system responds. But you got to free up your energy more. And that's what being in a group like this is. Who here feels like when you're in a group like this is a stark contrast to what you're used to? Let me see if I show of hands. Right? This, welcome home, guys. This is the new normal. But you have to stay here and get here and be here and stay here. That's the name of the game. And the approval of others. You don't need anybody's approval. Demonstrate it, show it, add value. You want someone's approval? Here, I approve. Now go for it. Okay? Fuck. Thinking you can do it alone. I talked about this earlier. A lot of people say, I got to do this alone because no one did it. No one was handling it, so I got to handle it. But as you scale and grow, you got to let go. And if you really want next level support and success, you have to stay in environments like this. You can't do it alone at that level that you want to do it at. And finally, procrastination. This is like, I'll do it tomorrow, 6 months from now, whatever. When's the best time to do something? Oh, fuck that, yesterday. But we'll settle for now. The best time to do it was yesterday, but you procrastinated yesterday, so we'll do it today. And procrastination and perfectionism and distraction are like these three things. They're like, you know what? I'm going to do this thing, but let me check out what's over here first. Oh, a little shiny penny thing. What's this ad thing? But 3 hours later, you're like, what happened? Who knows what I'm talking about? Right? Knock that shit off. Deep work. Distraction-free work. That's the name of the game. Okay? So three elements to dissolve those patterns. By the way, who here has at least one of those that I just showed you? All right, everybody, if you're human, you probably have all 12. I know I do. Okay? So there's three elements that I've seen that dissolve patterns. The first one is a mentor with immersion like this, where you have an emotional impact. Then you need a structure of support. Meaning, what does the structure of support mean? Is it you handling everything for everybody else? That's right. It's having a mastermind group. It's having a coaching group. It's having a positivity tribe. But not just a tribe, people who are further ahead and where there's actual structure. What structure? We don't know. It's a system. That's all it is, right? A structure is we're going to talk at this time. We're going to meet here. These are the dates. So show up. Be there. Here's our calls. Here's this. Here's that. Go do this. Here's the plan. That's the structure. And then a system is like the step-by-step process. And here's the thing. If all you did was the step-by-step process, someone just gave you the plan. Would that be enough? Who here feels like you got enough fucking plans on your download folder? Right? So the goal is you got to have that. Now, could you have a structure of support and not get results? It's called trading. People just getting started who are afraid of like up-leveling into great coaching, they like trade with people who are at the same level. Oh, you do this, I'll do this for you. Problem is, you're at the same level, you don't actually grow. It's really just encouragement. Now, you can get encouragement from almost anybody, but actual mentorship, pick people who are further ahead. That's why you have to have a mentor. But if you have a mentor, but there's no structure, it doesn't work. There's no system. It's just someone who's further ahead than you. That's not good because you can be around it and catch it, but you need all three of these things. And the immersion is most important because think about this. Remember those patterns I talked about based on past trauma? What's a trauma? What is that exactly? It's a moment of pain. Is that something that you feel? How long does it take to traumatize somebody? Anybody, is it like a 6-month process? How long does it take? That fast. How long does it take to untraumatize somebody? No, it's that fast too. When you have a positive experience, an emotional catharsis in a positive sense associated with that same event, you shock your nervous system. It has to be better. It has to be more positive. The problem is you go around just experiencing more crap and more shit and more negativity, and you just build that up versus I'm going to immerse myself and have an emotional shift. Who here feels like today so far, yesterday, and probably tomorrow is a little bit of a different emotional state for you to be in when you're getting support and encouragement than normal? Who feels that way? What would happen if you had this consistently? If this was the new normal? See, people who get results, what we do is we hang out together consistently, not like once. It's like the gym. If you want to lose weight, go hang out with 5 personal trainers for 3 months, right? It'll probably happen. Not your like average, decent friends who are kind of in shape who might cancel on the gym to go get a donut, right? Hang out with people who are getting those results consistently. So you need immersion with a mentor. You have to have a structure of support and a system to follow. If you don't have this in your life, that's one of the reasons why you have aha moment addiction, but not aha moment life. You have to have an aha life, and that's just how you get there. Does this make sense, you guys? Okay, very important. So very quickly, I'll make sure you have a copy of this slide as well. The top 12 behaviors to help you really increase these sales. A level of focus, meaning turn off Wi-Fi and focus. Get an app that turns off all the apps on your phone. Have focus. Have a mentor to help you figure out what to focus on. Focus on procrastination, wrong thing. Focus on those sales, right thing to focus on. Also, learn how to put yourself first so that you can serve. Put yourself first so that you can serve, which means sometimes you have to make a decision your spouse or your family may not approve of in the short term. You want to know why sometimes spouses don't approve of things? Is it because there's devil spawn? Why is it? Because I'm not focused on them? Maybe. That might be true. Yes. I would suggest that you probably tried some shit in the past. You didn't get the result, and they're worried you're not going to get a result this time. And there's a part of you that has to go, that's true, but this time I'm going to commit. Because I didn't know I had to overcome the nervous system. I didn't know that. This time I'm actually going to commit. So, but you have to put yourself first, which means certain people, even people that you love, may disagree, but you can be okay with that tension as long as you know what? I'm in this time. You're right. I got to prove it to you. Who follows? Does this make sense? It's an important thing to understand that. Okay, next. You have to release the need for control and hire the VA. Anyone not hired their VA yet? Why? Why? Are you a widget? How much does a VA cost? $2, $3, $5, $10, $15 an hour? And you're like, let me do that. You go make a McDonald's and make that. Or you can figure out the system, outsource it, let it go. Maybe it's time to commit to hiring your first VA. Is there anyone that wants to commit to doing that today? We have one courageous soul, 2, 3. Hands up if you're going to hire your first VA. Let me see if I show hands. Let's make a social commitment here. I love it. See, do you feel that tension? That's what I'm fucking talking about. That's exactly how you want to feel. All I'm doing here is saying, hey, guys, do the thing you know you already need to do. That's the name of the game, all right? Be messy and be afraid. That's how it goes. It's going to feel messy. Even if it's really good, you're going to feel like it's messy. And even if you look confident, you might be freaking out on the inside. That's just how it's going to be emotionally. That's how it is. The best entrepreneurs just embrace that. They just embrace it. All right? Play a bigger game. What does a bigger game mean? It means get out of your comfort zone. But what does it mean? A bigger game, here's what I think it means. It doesn't mean set bigger goals and overwhelm yourself. It means actually do the one small thing that's scary and afraid today. That's actually a bigger game. Make one choice that's scary. That's a bigger game. Not vision yourself into big picture stuff and get overwhelmed by trying to do it all at once. That's not a bigger game. A bigger game is, a bigger game is actually smaller steps, believe it or not, which is really cool. Also, you want to focus on things actually working out. People ask me sometimes, what if I do it and in 6 months I'm broke? And you know what I say? I go, since when do you plan your failure? That's a great fucking idea. Let's plan your failure. Okay, so for six, and you'd be broke in 6 months, well, freak out. Think it's not going to happen. You know, go all in, but don't take any action. Blame other people. There you go. Versus, let's plan your success. You want to focus on outcome. What's outcome mean? How you want it to be. What's the definition or the difference between a problem and a complaint? That's right. Problem has a solution. Complaint is, I don't want it to be this way. Everybody does that. But I don't want it to be this way. This is how I want it to be. That's the name of the game. So solve problems, don't complain. You can absolutely be able to identify the problem, but you have to figure out the solution and the outcome too. All right? Trust your intuition, which means you may not have total logical sense on something, but it's going to make sense eventually long term. Who here's ever trusted your gut on something, had some fear, but it worked out? Just keep doing it. Be around people who support that. Sobriety is important too. So it could be alcohol sobriety. It could be, you know, internet sobriety, whatever it might be. Sobriety is it's basically just addiction is sort of like also distraction in a sense, right? Like you want to get rid of that type of stuff and really focus on that. Cultivate healthy relationships, which means you may need to set some boundaries. And on top of that, release the need from the approval of others and really own yourself. Make decisions. Don't collapse this time. Really give yourself the gift to go out there and solve problems and make it happen and get a mentor and stay with them. And when should you do it? That's right. Very good. I love it. So I'll make sure you guys have a copy of this slide, okay? Now, I promised you, I'm a little bit over time here, but I promised you 5 questions, okay? Who here wants to stand out? Be different. Have a brand, not commodity. Let me see if I show of hands. These are the 5 questions. Now, I'll make sure you have this copy of the slide too, all right? When you go to a vendor, ask them, what are your biggest complaints about vendors in this industry? They don't do this, they don't do that. Why would you want to know that? Aha. Not what do you think I should do to make you want to buy from me? What do vendors mess up? What should you do with that information? Not just help, solve that fucking problem for free for them. They go, oh my God. Holy cow. They solved this problem. You're different. Number 2, what do you wish vendors in my industry would do differently? Meaning, oh God, they only did this. You don't want to start with that. You want to start with the first question. But when you get somebody on the phone, you're not going to sell them stuff. You want to say, hey, I want to figure out how to really add more value here. Let me ask some questions for you. What do you wish people would do differently? So what could you do with that information? Literally, the word is differently. You will be different. That's what differentiation is. I'm going to do things differently than how I thought we're going to do it. And if you could tweak the products or services that my industry provides to better suit your needs, what would you change with a magic wand? Think about that. If they could come in and go, God, this vendor, I just wish they could do this, this, and this. What are they giving you with this information? They're giving you the exact steps that you need to do to innovate on the competition. See, when I ask these questions, I'm not thinking about what's my peer doing. I don't care. I want to focus on the market, what they need, and specifically what's missing. So when I released my book, Claim Your Power, I didn't say this is a self-help book. I said, this is not a self-help book. This is an implementation guide. You don't need another information, you need more implementation. People are like, fuck yeah. They didn't think about that way. Where do you think I got that from? Asking these questions. That simple. I just read all this stuff. I'm not getting the result. So I'm not going to give them more stuff to read. Who follows? Does this make sense? These are so elegantly simple, guys. It's so important to understand. 4, can you tell me about an interaction you've had with any business that made a positive impression on you? Why would you ask this question? Here's what it says. I have a menu. What food do you like? Then what do you do? Serve them the food they like. You guys are looking at me like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm not fucking kidding you. Nobody does this. It's simple but not easy because in order to get somebody on the phone, you have to do what? Make your first call. All right? And sometimes to deliver the value, you got to hire the VA. Okay? But the goal here is if you can understand what they like and amplify it and solve the problems that are not solved, you are like a gold mine for them. And here's the thing. There will be new problems. So you want to stay on the cutting edge of solving those problems for people. Not, I solved the problem. Now all these people are copying me. What the hell? It's like, no, I solved the problem. I systematized it. What's the next problem? Systematize that. Next problem, systematize that. Next problem, systematize that. All the way down. That's how you become a leader. And then when working with blank, right? Service providers like me, manufacturers, whatever it might be. What impresses you the most? I love it when they're on time. I love it when they're ahead of schedule. I love it when they really get our brand voice down. I love it when they write the copy for us. Whatever it might be, you want to figure that type of stuff out. Now, this comes from Mike Michalowicz, has a book called The Pumpkin Plan, an awesome book on differentiation. But these five questions are the game, are what helped me do what I'm doing now with Viome, because what I was able to do is answer these questions. And you know what the number one complaint was about the marketers that he had hired? Number one complaint was, they give me strategy, but they don't implement. What do you think I did? Take a guess. I just started doing stuff. And he was like, oh, okay, can you try this too? Yes, 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 yes. That's the name of the game. It's not that hard. You have to ask people what they want and then give it to them and ask people what's missing and then solve that problem. Who follows? Does this make sense? So this is so simple, guys. And here's the thing. The reason why this is so revolutionary is people go, this can't be that simple. I won't do that. What's the Will Riz Bang Boom thing? What's the more advanced strategy? There is no advanced strategy. There's advanced implementation. There's no next level shit. There's just next level implementation. Do you guys get that? It's really important to understand that. All the information is one Google search away. All right? So final word of advice for you guys. Burn the boats. And make it a threat not to follow through. What does that mean? Look at, yes, burn the boats means give yourself no choice. Look at that first thing I had you write down. If you don't follow through, what happens? Well, the nervous system says you'll die. Well, no, you'll stay safe, actually. If you don't follow through, if you don't stay aligned, look at that first thing that you wrote down. What would happen to this person or this situation? Will it ever actually come to be? If you stay stuck, if you don't make the first call, if you don't hire the VA, if you don't move forward, if you don't ask those questions, what will happen to the first things that you wrote down, the first people, the first situations? If I had not followed through on my dreams, when my mother needed to go to rehab, I would not have had the people to know how the right people to call, nor would I be able to write the $30,000 check. I don't know if she'd be alive, literally, today. That's why every day I wake up, I go, I have to do this. So if you burn the boats, which is like, I'm not going back, what does that look like? It looks like 30-day notice of quitting right now with a plan to replace yourself, a job description, being willing to be on as a consultant for a few months afterwards to answer questions. It looks like calling someone right away, we haven't made your first call, or saying yes and returning an email to that VA and hiring them. It looks like enrolling in a coaching program where you say, I am in. And here's the thing, you have to put a stake in the ground and say, I am not going back. And then, I'm not going back because why? There will be pain for this person, this situation, this experience if I don't. Think about this. Do you think it's worth for me saying, I'm not going to go back because I need to make sure that my mother is sober and alive? Do you think that'd be a reason for me to follow through? All day long. That's what got me going. Now today it's ending emotional trauma. I will do anything in my power to say, you know what? Fine. Like today, I had like 4 hours of sleep last night, but I said, you know what? I'm here because I'm mission driven, not like, fuck, I got to give a talk. Like, no, I can't wait because I know that you guys are going to go out there and you're going to crush it on Amazon, but you're going to add value here. You're going to take care of the people that you love. That's what got me up, is impacting anonymous people. That's exciting to me. So I want to close with this thought. I'm going to encourage you today to make a decision that's scary that you can't come back from, and know that by doing this and making this scary decision, you're going to impact positively the people or situations that you wrote down. Can we collectively decide that you're going to make that leap today and step into rewiring your nervous system to help you be successful instead of keeping you stuck? Can we do that? Not for me. I don't care. But for the people that you care about most. Is it worth it today, guys? Yes or no? That's done my job. Thank you guys very much.
Hey, it's Mastin Kip, and this episode of the Power and Purpose Podcast is brought to you by my own event, Claim Your Power Live, which is coming up July 12th to 15th. And Claim Your Power Live, if you're not familiar with it, you can check it out at claimyourpowerlive.com. And really, this is a four-day immersion. It's not really just an educational seminar. It's really a trauma hacking immersion. And if you want to go to the next level in your performance, if you want to take, you know, the things that are blocking you and really go to the next level, get beyond them, to go beyond just reading about stuff or wishing about stuff or talking about stuff, but really implementing it, getting the results, having experience, meeting a soul tribe of people in an environment of transformation, of possibility, of excitement. That's what Claim Your Power Live is all about. It's a four-day immersion experience. This year, it's going to be in Orlando, Florida. Super stoked. We're going to be at the Hilton Orlando. They have a lazy river. They have a big pool. They have awesome rooms. I was just down there a couple weeks ago, and it's really an amazing spot. So Claim Your Power Live is coming up July 12th to 15th, claimyourpowerlive.com. All right, and I hope you enjoyed the Power and Purpose Podcast today. We'll see you soon. Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a five-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world, and I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, would very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, would very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.